Blog Talk Radio.
You guys.
Can I have one of you to say something to make sure my speakers are on?
Yes, you can be heard.
All right, Shalom, now I can hear you. All right, amen. And I don't see Sister Lorraine. Don't know where she's at this evening. All right. Let me load this file. So we'll go ahead and get started. How are you two doing today?
I'm doing good.
All right, amen. No snow up there right now?
No, I'm supposed to get some more tomorrow.
Oh, well, I guess I asked too early then, huh?
Yeah. Because we just got, I think it was 8 inches. And we're supposed to get another inch tomorrow.
So there is snow up there on the ground then?
Yes.
Okay.
We just got, had 8 inches. Was it Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Monday. Tuesday. And we're supposed to get some more tomorrow.
Not a lot, right?
No, just 1 inch.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and start here. Let me find the bylaws. We'll go ahead and do our statement of faith and pray in. Let's see. Formatted bylaws. Where those will be. The original, the document right here. Okay, go ahead and I will pray in. I'll just give you a quick update on the weather here. It's been in the 50s at night, and I think the high today was, it must have been in the 80s, or it felt like the 80s. Let's see. This is where Lorraine is. So the high was 73 today. So it's nice. No snow.
Yeah.
Plenty of sunshine. We ain't got to worry about shoveling that.
I know.
So I'm happy right now with the weather. It's been a really busy day for me today. Trying to get ready for the market tomorrow and Sunday. I got about 15 or 20 trays of microgreens that are growing. I got 5 that I need to harvest after this meeting. I'm going to show it. Let's go ahead and pray, and I'll show you guys what I've been working on, and we can go ahead and move along this evening. All right, let me have you ladies cover your head. If anybody's on, called into Blog Talk, always make sure that I look there. Here we go. Called in there yet? And nobody's on the 480 number. Okay, so let's go ahead, cover our head. And let us go ahead and do our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah out of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 3. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep His commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise for today. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All glory and honor and praise and majesty belong to you, O Yah Elohim. And we just bow down to you on today and give you adoration. Hallelujah. We worship you and we extol you. We lift you up. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Father, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. All right. So, holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. Psalms 133. The book of Psalms 133. And we're just three verses, verses 1 through 3. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt of his garment. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descends upon the mountain of Zion, for there Yah commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Be the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right. I make a motion that we call this meeting to order. Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it. This meeting is officially in session. And we're going to go ahead and start with Sister Mary reading the minutes from last week. I did not have a chance to review those yet. I emailed them.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't have a chance to review them yet. So go ahead and just read them as you have them.
Okay. Our last meeting was November the 26th. 2022. We started at 10 a.m. and we ended at 12 noon. Attendance was Brother Miles, Sister Lorraine, Sister Denise, and Sister Mir. The discussion of the meeting was the bylaws and the website. The website is up and running and it consists of the website, the subscribe page, the setup page, the operation of purchase, you know, the product that we're selling, and the benefits of it. But Brother Miles said he still has a little something else to do to the website, but it's almost ready. And then we went to our bylaws. In Section 7, we tabled it. We have to get back to that one and discuss it. Then we did Section 8. And that consists of 8.01 to 8.07. And then 8.03, C and B, C and D changes was made. In 8.038, we have to review that again. 8.04, yeah, we have to review this again, too, because you're going to add stipulations to that. 8.05, A and B changes was made. And 8.07, we voted on these changes in the things that we had to do to these bylaws, and we all agreed to it. The vote was yes. Then we went to Section 9, which consists of 9.01 to 9.02. And I'm thinking that we made changes in 9.08. And we all agreed on it because 9.02 is going to have stipulations too. And we're to start Section 10 this afternoon. That's it.
Okay, the policy.
Right.
Okay, and I'm going to make a motion tonight that we work on sections 1 through 9 briefly and to go through. Again, I haven't had a chance to go back, and but I want to go ahead and identify those sections that we're going to allow change from.
Right.
By the membership and by the board. And then Section 7, I'm thinking, and we can vote on this, but I'm thinking that we delete this section for right now. We keep it as part of some backup document somewhere, but so that we have it. But I don't think that it's applicable at this time, or will be applicable in the near future. But if it comes a point where we need this particular committee, then we will base it off of what's here. Because really this committee, the Tupac committee, is to address unequalness when there are more or less white participants who are trying to flex their muscles and who, you know, the blacks in the community were underrepresented. The people of color in the community were underrepresented. And so this was a means that they had put in place to allow the people of color to have a voice. So let's go to Section 7.0.1 real quick. Let's read the mission statement. Or, never mind, I'll bring it up on my screen. I forgot. Be active. Let me know if you can see my screen.
Yes, I can see your screen.
So you're looking at Section 7?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let's read this mission statement because this is really to address grievances from, you know, people who have traditionally been marginalized in society. Whether they were people of color or they were, you know, women or LGBTQ, that type of thing. So the United People of Color Caucus, TUPOC, of the Yesron Farms Community Cooperative is an alliance of people of color within the Yesron Farms Co-op community. The necessity of such an organization is born from the historical context of the capitalist / imperialist United States, where economic prowess is dependent upon furthered and continued subjugation of people of color, women, the poor, LGBTQ, and other oppressed to address. Everybody see what I have highlighted?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically because of white supremacy and subjugation of people of color, women, and the poor. And they got LGBTQ and other oppressed people in here. So this is really addressing, in my mind, now you can guys can let me know what you think, it's addressing communities that are primarily white. and they are, you know, they're used to what they're used to. And they, you know, not necessarily may give people of color or women or the poor or anybody else that's oppressed, you know, may not consider them in the decision-making process or what right. what things are unique to that those particular communities or individuals. And so they this is what this is born out of. So we'll go ahead and continue to read this, this portion. But that, you know, what I have highlighted, that's what it appears to be addressed. We are dedicated to fostering and supporting growth and employment of all people of color, particularly within the organization of Yes Bronx Farms Community Co-op. We believe that meaningful social change and actual justice can only be attained when people of color and all other subjugated communities are more than mere afterthoughts. We are the ones in control of this community. And so everything is based upon Acts chapter 4. We all having what all things in common?
Right.
And equal and living by the laws of the Most High, however they fall out. So this is not necessarily talking about, it is talking about social norms and the way people are treated, but our standard is the Bible. It's not white supremacy, it's not black supremacy, it's not any of that. So their thing is the white community was not considering the needs of any of these people. And everybody other than them was a, what, afterthought?
Right.
You know, well, oh, we didn't think about y'all. Or we didn't know that we don't have that problem, so we didn't think it would affect y'all like that. That type of deal. We're not based upon the same standards as they're using here. So I'm not convinced that we actually need this. Stop.
Okay, so the portion that you get highlighted, we're not going to use that?
I don't think we're going to use any of Section 7.
Okay.
The whole objective of, you know, I say that we keep it somewhere, like I'll copy it someplace.
Right.
And should it prove to be an issue in the future, then, you know, we have a guideline that we can go by.
Okay.
That can be woven back into this. But, you know, it is, we need to decide this as a group now.
So we can put Section 7, Tupac, we're going to put that aside until we need it? Is that
what
you're
saying? Yeah, it'll probably come in as Section, because if we remove Section 7, then every other section moves up. Section 8 becomes Section 7.
Right.
Section 9 becomes Section 8, 10, and so forth. 10 is policy, so Section 7, we would lose Section 9. And then we would just make a way to that this could be folded back in at Section 9. Am
okay.
I making sense?
That's what you're saying. Move it up. I mean, move it down to 9.
Well, we're going to delete it for right now. If it has to be added back in, it would be added in at Section 9.
Gotcha. Now I gotcha.
Okay. All right.
We'll delete it.
We're gonna put it aside until we need it.
Right. If it's a need, then we have a at least an outline. It's pretty detailed,
okay.
But you know, at least an outline of where we would start.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then, you know, the board could say, okay, you know, we're seeing these problems where, you know, it could very well be us doing the same thing that they did to us, someone else. And you need some place to, you know, that is looking out for a particular interest group. So let's say that, like in the scriptures, who was complaining about not being treated fairly in the community?
The women.
The women. But was it all women?
The poor.
Let's go get it. Let me see if I can remember what chapter this is. Well, can you guys see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's going to be at the end of Acts chapter 5. So this looks like where there are assigning the brothers to that duty. I was just going to read 6. I don't know where it is in here. Yeah, it is. I guess I should just read verse 1. All right, so everybody with me? We'll start in verse 1.
Okay.
Acts chapter 6 and verse 1. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against who?
The Hebrews.
Because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. So the Grecians, which were Gentiles, were saying that they weren't being, their women weren't being treated the same as the Hebrew women. Okay. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of Elohim and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you, 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and with wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to ministry of the word, whom they set before the apostles, let's see, of the word, and the same pleased the multitude. They chose Stephen, or Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy Ghost, and Philip and Prochorius, and Nicanor, and Timon and Parmenas and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of Elohim increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Okay, so we have the Grecian women complaining that they're not being treated the same as the Hebrew women. It's not that all women were being, what, discriminated against?
Right.
Okay, but this is more so of a racial thing. And that is what is being discussed in the Tupac, except for they are expanding it from just women to And who else did they have? Huh?
I'm four people.
Right.
And press.
We are the ones writing the bylaws. And we are the ones, you know, we don't have any whites in positions of leadership. It's not that there could never be. But the truth of the matter is, the people who are over the organization as it stands right now are people of color.
Right.
Okay. So, and at the same time, their community is not based upon the laws of the Bible. In this document. So, again, I say, because we're not using the same standards that they're using, sure that we need this at this time. But you guys got to speak up if you feel we do.
I don't think we need it.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't you need it at all.
Say that again.
I don't think we need it at all. I don't think that that sounds like that is geared toward where women or people of color are a minority, or and that's why they have that, to make sure they're equally represented. I don't think we need that at all.
Okay, that's my feeling on it. Sister Mary said she didn't think so, and Sister Denise. So I think we just will delete this section. We'll just copy it out.
Okay.
So that it just won't be a committee, and with the understanding that should it become a problem, as I said, it could be reversed. Suppose we have the exact situation that's in the scriptures, where it's more Hebrews than what, Gentiles.
Right.
And then they want to discriminate against the Gentiles. So right now, I don't think that, you know, this is more so geared toward where you got a society where anybody and everybody's welcome. We're not welcoming LGBTQ. We're not welcoming people who are living against the laws of the Most High.
Right.
And the laws of the Most High and his standards are what govern the community. So, I don't think we need this, and I think we will just cut this completely out. And I will copy it someplace or keep it in another document.
Okay.
Just in case it does come up that the community grows and then they really are going outside the scriptures and discriminating against women, then we may need it. But everything should be governed through the word of the Most High. And the word of the Most High, you know, there are things in the scriptures. They're in the scriptures, and that's what we govern ourselves by. And everybody coming in, you know, has to understand that, has to agree to that, both men and women. So I make a motion that we delete Section 7. We delete it, but we reserve Section 7 for, I'm trying to think of the correct way to word this, so that there's a Section 7, but it's not going to have anything in it of substance. But if we ever have to go back, rather than have to renumber everything, that is able to be put back in here, or this section be used for for what it was intended to be used for originally. Let me see if I can, we will table it for the moment. Let me see if I can, so that we don't just delete section 7. We leave a portion of it in here, but only as a reservation, so that we don't end up having to redo section 8, you know, name section 8, section 7, and all that kind of stuff. And that will, should it be necessary in the future, then section 7 will already be here. But it may need to be renamed. It won't be Tupac. It may be something else. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Depends upon what scenario the community finds itself in. Maybe it's only have to address women's issues, so we wouldn't name it Tupac. Maybe it only has to address Gentile issues, then we sure wouldn't name it Tupac. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, even the mission statement, so, if we don't know who it will cover, before I do that, let me do that. Okay. Wow. Hey guys. Oh. Out and saved it in a separate document. And so section 7 excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. leave the purpose as just a section, because it really has no bearing right now. It won't have any meanings right now. It's not a committee, so they can go back to the original document and get the chairperson and all that kind of stuff. So we just have section holders. The membership is open to all members, and we're just gonna maintain. Just gonna do it like this. So I'm proposing that Section 7 look, and again, we vote on it. The United People of Color Caucus, that's just the name of it. This can be changed. Of Yes Around Farm Community Cooperative is an alliance of any underrepresented group that is not being treated fairly in accordance with the statutes, laws, commandments, and judgments and ordinances of the KKB Bible. I'm going to say
agreeing with it now.
The
document.
I thought I was still sharing.
No, you're not sharing.
Okay, must be for my eyes only then. I don't know. I thought I was sharing. Hold on a minute. Let me start again. All right, see if screen sharing will come up for you.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone else?
I got it.
Okay, Sister Lorraine, are you able to see it?
I have it now.
Okay. What I've done to reserve the section, so we don't have to renumber everything, but it actually just has the People of Color Tupac of the Yes Ron Farms Community Cooperative is an alliance of any underrepresented group that is not being treated fairly in accordance with the statutes, laws, commandments, and judgments and ordinances. Judgments and ordinances of the Word of Yah, KJV, I'm going to say, version. And that excludes all the Apocrypha stuff within the Esteron Farms co-op community. Anybody have a problem with that wording?
No.
Okay, that's two. What about you, Sister Lorraine?
So I just don't think we need to even reserve it, but, if you think so, because it refers to a committee for people of color, caucus, I can't see us ever needing it to even reserve it. If we do need to put something in, couldn't we just amend the bylaws to put in another section? It would mean renumbering the section, but you wouldn't have that in there for Section 7. I think that's not... I don't think it's even relevant.
Okay, well, let's vote on it. Mr. Lorraine doesn't think that is relevant at all. And to vote on that. All who believe that this section is not relevant at all, say yay.
Yay.
Anybody that's opposed, say nay. All right, we'll just delete it. Okay. Hopefully this document will automatically renumber, but we'll see.
think it will, because there's so much underneath it. If you need me to renumber it from Section 7 on, so I can do that, but I don't think it's going to do it automatically.
Okay. Well, I probably will be sending it back to you.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let me, did I leave that document open? Bylaws. See. I think I okay. So this copy of the old Section 7. And I'm just going to do this down here. Just so that if it ever is needed, we have the skeleton, the outline.
Right.
Okay. And so maybe I can do this. Replace 8.7.5. And this is 9, so I need to change it up here. 7. And this will be, become 8. With 8. And in this is the portion we're going to be worried about anyway. We'll rename 10, or we'll say Section 9 left blank intentionally. That way, we don't have to renumber the rest of the entire complete rest of the document. So let's take a vote on that. We deleted 7. I've renumbered 7 to 8 and 8 to 9. 9 to 8. We don't have a Section 9 now. And does anybody know what the proper protocol is for this?
No, not me.
I think that you can't just have hit the section, that, you know, if you may just need to renumber the rest of the document rather than just skipping over a section. It looks like it's not complete and something's missing.
How many sections we got in this document?
It's a lot, I think 40, something like that, I don't know, but.
It looks like 43, 44, something in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to correct it all right now. We have the bylaws, and that's what I'm concerned with right now. Section 10 and below is starting with the policies. And yeah, I can do a master plate. So we need to work from Section 1 through 8 then.
Okay.
And then we will renumber Section 10 and renumber that and so that everything continues to line up without a missing text. But this is not the meeting for that. Okay, so we need to vote on this. I make a motion that that we accept the bylaws or the changes to the bylaws, the renumbering to the sections of the bylaws with deleting Section 7, that we accept the renaming of Section 8, Section 7, and Section 9 to Section
8.
Yes. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it. Okay. So then we will go back and look at the policies. Starting in Section 10 next week. I'm going to table the bylaws for right now because there's some things I want to cover. And then we will look at, actually, what I'm going to do is give send everybody a copy of what we currently have so that you can read it over in the middle of the week or at your convenience. But then we, you know, and identify sections that we are either not going to allow the board to change or not going to allow the membership to, or what we are going to allow them to change. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 8 sections that we would have to review. So we can come back with our, you know, compare notes, and then we would update Section 8, I believe it's in Section 8, where we say what's going to be allowed to be amended and what's not.
Wow.
Does everybody think that they can review Sections 1 through 8 by next Thursday?
Yes.
What's that?
Mr. Mary?
Yes.
All right. See, don't be trying. Trying is that excuse not to. Well, I tried.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I need a commitment from you guys. So I'm gonna have to commit to it myself. So we need to review this, each and every one of us. So I'll send you out a copy. In a separate document after this meeting or tomorrow sometime. But if you don't get it by tomorrow, remind me so that I make sure that I go ahead and do that. Matter of fact, while we're here, why procrastinate? What are you telling me here? One through, that won't work. And email. If you will check your email right now, make sure that you have the document.
I have it.
All right, amen. Sister Mary, Sister Lorraine.
I have it.
Okay. All right, we're waiting on our beloved.
Not yet.
You got it?
No, not yet.
All right, what are you on, snail mail or what?
I guess. No, I live in bedrock.
Oh, wait a minute. That stone tablet will be there a couple of weeks. Got to ship you a copy via UPS. Okay, you got it.
UPS. I got it.
All right, amen. Okay, let me. Right now, you just have my desktop, right?
To me?
As far as being shared.
Right.
Desktop. Yeah, you go.
By swimming or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you got the microphones in there now, right?
Right.
The microphone.
Yeah. For a minute. And bring up something that's already in the room. All right. Can you guys see that document on your screen?
Yes.
Okay. This is, along with some other advertising, let's see if I can change the size of this. See that now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a banner that will go in front of the microgreen stand.
Mm-hmm.
So it will, I don't, you know, at the top I have another banner that goes across the whole front of it that says, it says microgreen, and on each side of that it says free sample, so that, you know, when people are far off, that's what they'll be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they come up and I'll take pictures tomorrow after I set up, because some of the stuff I just got in, well, last week and then today, I ordered these with Grumman's in it so that, you know, they could be hung by bungee cords or whatever, but they didn't put it with the Grumman's in it, so I had to put the Grumman's in it myself, the holes with the metal ring. So this will go in front the table. So if you imagine a table in front and with a green tablecloth, and then this will be hanging in front. It's too big to hang. Well, you know, I might even be able to hang it. I might even be able to hang it from the top. Well, the bottom of the tent at the top. That makes sense. So you got the edge at the bottom of the tent that I might be able to hang this on. And so that it's prominent, it's up high. or if I can't put it there because it's too big, it's going to, you know, block views and things like that, then I will put it, it will go in front of the tape so that, you know, people can identify what we're selling, you know, without actually having to walk up to the table. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, microgreens grown locally, nutrient dense, always fresh, grown to order. And then, you know, just a few facts, proven to reduce blood sugars, blood pressure, cancer risk, you know, as far as for what cancer is that for, PSA, prostate cancer, inflammation, and had I, you know, known some more things, then what I've come up with is called a wellness mix. And I'm going to try to make it the flagship product. I put it together this week, and then I, you know, said, okay, how would I consume this? Because when you look at it, you might say, oh, that's a lot of microgreens. But it's really a cup of dry, what they call dry weight. So it's like 5 ounces of microgreens. But in volume, you look at it and say, oh, that's a lot. But when you put it into a, like one of those magic bullets or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that blends things up and makes smoothies and that kind of stuff, then it, you know, will all fit into there. And since 5 ounces is really the daily recommended amount, then you could actually, you don't have to drink it all at one time or eat it all at one time, because it's what you should be getting for the whole day.
Right.
So you could actually split it up and, you know, do half in the morning, half in the evening, or you could split it into three, do half in the morning, noon, you know, third it out, however each individual want to do it.
Right.
But I put together, let's see if I got the print, just so you guys will know what I'm doing. I'm going to share my screen. I think I am.
Did you to move to bed, Rob?
Yeah, might be. All right, so are you able to see this PowerPoint? So if you start looking, you should see some that says broccoli and sunflowers and radish and what have you.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So what I've done is, all right, this is the front right here. And so it just has these microgreens on it and what their health benefits are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then on the back, it would be a two-sided, like, flyer. Then the microgreens that I'm showing on the front and the back are the ones that we're selling. Okay? Currently selling. And so I'll give the health benefit for each one, and it's going to be like a flyer that we hand out walking by, or if somebody comes up to the booth and they're asking questions or what have you. Okay. And so this will give them the information that the health benefit of each green that we're selling. By far, you know, if I was going to make this short and sweet, sunflowers are like the complete food by themselves. But then if you're looking to, you know, for to ward off cancer or to fight cancer and that type of stuff, then it's broccoli. So each one has, you know, addresses a different part of the body or different symptoms.
Yeah.
And it's meant for repairing and maintenance. So if you don't have anything and you don't want anything, then these is what, you know, what you should be eating. Mm-hmm. And they'll address, you know, just about any ailment that you can get that's because of a lack of diet, nutrition.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I put together and I wanted to know how they would taste. And so I put, you know, I took basically the daily recommended by the Food and Drug Administration, and I forget who else it was that you have one dry cup, which is roughly four dry ounces of vegetables or microgreens a day, okay? Mm-hmm. And so then I made a formula based upon these microgreens, and it's going to be our, what we call our wellness mix, and that's going to be our flagship product. And I'm going to package it in such a way that as a minimum, people are going to want to buy a week's worth at a time. But they could buy a month. Okay, and it's going to be packaged, though. It's not going to be in the normal clamshell containers that we're selling everything in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to actually vacuum pack those so that it reduces their bulk. You know, when you're not taking up a whole lot of space in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
But when you open it, then they'll expand back out to their normal size. So I had vacuum packed some that I got to actually go and open up and pack to be sold tomorrow. But, you know, I was looking at and seeing, you know, how well they kept. I had some radishes and pea microgreens and some sunflower. The sunflower, some of them didn't keep well just in those containers. They started to, you know, I could see where they started to break down, and you know, you can tell when greens aren't fresh. They start to turn dark and wet and that kind of stuff. So some of the sunflowers kept okay, and they would be sellable. Some of them did not, so I just sort of threw those away. And then the ones that didn't fare well inside those containers were the peas. But if I stored the peas in, like, Ziploc bags, then I was able to keep them for weeks. And it looked just like I picked them yesterday. But if I put them in those clamshells, they didn't fare well in those clamshells. But I vacuumed that. And so I'm going to open them up after this meeting. I'm going to open them up, and they should look just like when I cut them. And so that is the formula that I want to use for the wellness pack, so that people can buy a week or two or three at a time. It doesn't take up a whole lot of space in the refrigerator, because this is not something that you do every now and again. This is something that you get in the habit of doing, what, every day? And so this is what we will be selling. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So microgreens, or eating well, eating the way you're supposed to, is not something that you do. You know, you can still eat whatever you want to eat. What this is going to do for people is, if you have high sugar.
Well, let me get back with you, because I'm in class right now.
Oh, okay.
And I'll get back with you.
All right.
So if you have high sugar, then this helps to cut down on your sugar. If you have high cholesterol, it helps to cut down on your high cholesterol. You still don't want to eat all crazy, But, you know, it's just like one of the vendors out there last time I was there, you know, the doctor already told him that he needed to go on, you know, eat more vegetables. And so when I talked to him about microgreens and the benefits, you know, he wanted to start a regimen. And so I basically, for myself, for my father-in-law, for him, developed this formula. Because, like, my father-in-law suffered from cancer, but he had through diet, the cancer had gone away when he corrected his diet. But when his wife died and she was the only one cooking for him, then his diet went all to hell. His cancer came back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, eating does play a lot in our health, how we eat and what we eat. And so he's interested, very interested, because he knows, I know I need to have way more vegetables in my diet than what I'm eating now. So, I you know, as a product and selling it to people and making it, you know, what people are looking to order, until I start approaching restaurants, then I want this to actually be the flagship, you know, the wellness mix. And, it, you know, on a daily basis, they would be getting 5 ounces of these different microgreens, not 5 ounces each, 5 ounces total. And then they would, you know, open up a pack. They could put it in there however they want to consume it. But, you know, I'll tell them this is what I do and what I've been doing. I mixed it with apple juice. And so I put, you know, the amount that I wanted to consume into the blender, covered that with apple juice, and then blended it until, you know, they weren't, you know, they were blended in there well. And then just drank it like a, you know, a normal drink.
Mm.
And it tastes, for me, it tastes really good. But each person, like, there's a vendor out there that sells a drink that I'm going to buy some from them tomorrow just so I can taste out, you know, see how it tastes. And because, you know, you promote other people and get them to what? Promote you.
Right.
And so there's a guy selling CBD, and I tried some, and it did help to relieve pain. But it's only, you know, just for that to relieve pain. It's not correcting anything.
Mm.
So if you need immediate relief, you know, you don't have the THC or anything like that, then his product is good. And, you know, I told him I would test it. I did. It relieved some of the pain that I was having. So I would say, you know, I would tell people, hey, if you're looking for immediate relief, then you want to do the CBD. But then if you're looking to repair, and to correct what's going on, CBD won't do that for you, then, you know, you need to do the microgreens.
Hmm.
And start a regimen of that. So, you know, you can buy the CBD and get, you know, immediate relief, but understand that it's not, you're not repairing anything. So they'll go to him, and he understands that, you know, and he doesn't sell it where you're supposed to stay on it forever. So I help him by promoting that, and then if the lady's drink is, if it's pay good, then, you know, I'll recommend that, hey, you can, you know, blend them using this drink, or you can blend them using apple juice or whatever, just to give people different ways that they can eat it. But I'm, you know, to eat this volume every day, you're not going to put that volume on a sandwich. You might put it in a salad. You can do that. But for me, it's easier if it's blended and then you just drink it. It goes down, you know, it's not like you're looking at, I'm eating a whole bunch of greens. It changes the perception all the way around. So the wellness mix is what I'm still growing, the fenugreek, because those seeds came in late. But then once they are, you know, if people are trying to lose weight, fenugreek suppress his appetite. So, you know, it's a natural appetite suppressor. So you eat it, but, you know, but it also suppresses, it cuts back blood sugar. So if you're taking stuff for blood sugar, you have to watch how much fenugreek you eat because you could end up with low blood sugar.
Mm.
And that's not a good thing.
Right.
So, if it's done correctly, then eventually, I'm going to be monitoring myself, but eventually, then any sugar meds that I'm taking, I should be able to either cut down on them or cut them out.
Right.
Because of diet. Okay. I'm using myself as the test on this stuff because I know what I'm taking. I know what my different measurements are, have been, what they have traditionally run. And then I'll see how this cuts down. But the wellness, sell them individually, and you can go to the site and buy them that way. And, you know, make a subscription. But then what I'm going to really be pushing at the farmer's market and things like that is the wellness mix to promote good health.
Okay.
All of them will, you know, all of them individually will address some area of the body. But, you know, 1 ounce of each one gives you everything that you would need. Broccoli by itself is good for, you know, if you, I'll try to send you guys a copy of this, but broccoli by itself addresses so many things, it's not even funny. So, and I'm not trying to make it so expensive that people can't do it. I also apply to the Food and Nutrition Service. They're the ones that cover people who are on WIC and on food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to take their cards at the farmers market.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't take EBT or SNAP until you're approved to take it by the government.
All right.
And so I applied this week and supposed to take like 15 days. And then they may schedule a trip out here to see what I'm growing. And I'll let, you know, to meet their standards, all I got to do is have, if I say I'm growing 6 microgreens, then I got to have mm-hmm. at least 3 ready for sale on hand. So, you know, I cut, harvest some and put them in the containers, 3 of each. And when they come, as long as I got that on refrigeration, that, you know, if I get an order that comes in, I can fill the order and it meets the requirements.
Right. Okay.
And so then whoever I have helping me, then, you know, they're going to have to know what the law is concerning that because you can't give them, you know, you got to charge them exactly for what they're paying for, and you can't give them money back on their card and all this kind of stuff. You can't, you know, they can't say, oh, I want cash back, even though they got some parts of the program that allows them to get cash back, but it's not on the EBT. It's another program that's card.
Right.
And I'm not really trying to get into all that. I just want them to be able to, if they want to buy microgreens at the farmer's market using their EBT card, then they can. Other than that, they would have to pay cash. And then the end goal is to be able to offer it on the website. And that's a special pilot program, so you have to apply for it as well. But until I get, you know, approved to do it at the farmer's market, then I won't apply for it to do it on the website. So that people, because on the website, the things you can't do with EBT is you, like, I couldn't put somebody on a subscription service on EBT because you can't reserve funds on that card. So if somebody comes and orders microgreens on the site and they want a subscription, then what I do is I charge their card, and then by the site it tells them it's going to be 14 days. But when it's EBT, when you charge them, they got to get it right then.
Well, okay.
And so you can't, you know, and but as a farmer's market or a direct farmer, which is what I'm going up under, then you can reserve funds on their card, even online, but you got to be approved for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and only farmers can do that. Farmers and certain co-ops. But, you know, let's say a any, you know, if they go to try to get anything else, they can't do that. So I've been digging into that stuff, and as I said, I applied so that, you know, get approved to take the card. They'll send out a machine that is wireless, or Square, which is what I'm using, they also are approved to take EBT. So once I get approved, then I just add that component to the account I already have, and then I can take EBT, you know, just using what the equipment I already have.
Okay.
You don't need new equipment. So that is where we're at on that. So I'll be, you know, I have these flyers. All I got to do is, I've been printing all day, so all I got to do is fold them. And then I have another flyer that, you know, talks about the subscription service that we'll give out. We have the, I showed you guys the recipe book before. So, you know, just things to put us in front of the people and things that we can give to them. And then the banner that I showed you that says what we're selling, besides the big banner that, you know, goes behind the desk or the table, then this one will sit in front. And then I have a, what do they call it, that feather flyer, feather banner that sticks up in the air. That will go above the tent, that will say, you know, microgreens. That's all it's going to really say, organic microgreens, so that people can see it afar off. Just things so that we can be, you know, be seen. And then once they get there, then, you know, I have to be able to talk to them and what makes the sale.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get them in front of us first. And, you know, people, what I, you know, sales that I've made have been people who were already interested. They already had some knowledge of microgreens, and, you know, they bought. But I'm,
right,
you know, looking to educate and make new customers out of people who may not know anything. A lot of people don't know about microgreens.
Yeah.
And, you know, even when I was talking to the woman at the place where they approve, you know, for you to sell to people who are on WIC or on food stamps using their EBT card, she's like, I never heard of microgreens. I said, what's this baby vegetable? She said, oh, okay, you qualify. I'm like, okay. Because you can't really sell anything to them that's already prepared.
Right, like cooked food.
Right, you can't sell cooked food. But anything that's used to cook the food or prepare the food or go into it, then you can, you know, you can sell it to them. So microgreens aren't cooked. They can cook them and include them in a meal. So, you know, qualify as a specialer. And they can use their card to buy based upon that. So that is how we've been moving. Let me bring up the store. So can you guys see the website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So all the problems that I was having, I fixed them. Most of them I fixed by myself, and then I put in a ticket with the developers. And remember the logo? It said the crate down at the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
Now it has our logo and our information. Privacy policy, the terms and conditions, the return policy. I try to look at the returns. I don't think I've done that one yet. Contact us, order tracking, vouchers, and I don't think vouchers is doing anything yet. I still have to do that. Yeah, how we're going to use vouchers. The terms and conditions, all of this stuff is done. Even to, you know, some documents on for content, you know, what are microgreens and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And information that they can read on the site, trying to keep them on the site as much as possible.
Right.
And so if they come here, like some of these have stuff to look up health benefits for, but if I have a link to it, let's say like Aramith should be a, let me see what happened there. There should be a link there for that. Interesting. So I'm going to have to look because it looks like I lost my link. I have this inside of there. I linked these documents to maybe it's down here. Maybe I might need to get rid of that one. Separate document. Nope. I'm going to have to look and see what happens. I have separate documents that these link to.
Mm-hmm.
So you this tells you the taste, and you click on it, and then it will take you to a document that tells you what the health benefits are for each one. I need to find out what happened to that. Health and wellness, and that should be a, okay, there's something going on here. Nutrient dense. So the link is probably in this one. I'm going to have to clean that up. Yeah, this is the one that it's in. So then it opens up a document like this. I'm going to have to take those other documents down. Okay, so based on it, it'll give you, you know, different information about it, and then the health center.
Okay.
And so these other documents, I'm probably going to get rid of them because it's covered in this one. And get rid of those other documents. Clean it up some. But anyway, the content is there. The ordering is working the way that it should. So if they go click on stop, then it'll bring them to, they only have these two selections. We're not, you know, if they want to order individual microgreens, then they would do it from the single purchase screen, but they can order, you know, as many as they want it from there. If they want a subscription, then they would go here. So just try to keep it clean, and like I said, these documents that are not relevant or they're duplicates because of what I did, then I will get rid of those. But the content is basically there. I will start blogging, which is doing a newsletter that will go out to all customers. You know, what's on sale that week. If I find out any new health benefits, things like that, you know, they'll receive a, if they sign up for the newsletter, then, you know, it'll just be that kind of stuff in it. You know, whatever, as a minimum, it'll announce, you know, what farmers markets were at and what day.
Okay.
And then, you know, what, if, you know, if I have a certain green on sale, then, you know, or because they're members, they'll get a certain discount. that type of deal. So that's just so that you have interaction with the customer. But the newsletter will either probably be monthly right now. I don't think I have time to do it weekly. But it'll, you know, when they subscribe, then they'll be subscribing also to the newsletter.
Oh, okay.
And then the newsletter will go out and, you know, here's what's happening at Yesteron Farms, and here's the weekly special or the monthly special, and this is where we're at. If you present this coupon code, like put a coupon code in the newsletter, and if you present the coupon code at the farmer's market, then, you know, there'll be a 5% discount or a 10% discount, whatever.
Right.
That type of stuff. So we are there. The site is still not live yet. Until I have it, you know, perfect the way that I want it, I won't make it live. So if somebody did an order right now, it'll look like it's taking the order, but it won't actually charge their card or anything like that until I tell it, you know, to go live, and then it will, you know, if they put an order in, it'll charge their card.
Okay. But you'll get a notification that they put the order in.
Right. Yeah, I'll get a notification that they put one in, but it'll tell them that it didn't charge their card.
Oh, okay.
This is just, you know, because I need to make sure that everything is working the way I expect for it to work.
Right.
And so far, so good after I made the corrections and did those things, and everything appears to be fine. But I will do some testing and then take it off of out of the sandbox and, you know, turn it loose wild on the world.
That sandbox.
Well, that's what they call it.
Is that what it's called, a sandbox?
It's called a sandbox. You're in there to play. Make sure that, you know, that's your area to play in.
Oh, okay.
That's why they call it a sandbox. Because, you know, when you were a kid, you go play in the what, sandbox?
Sandbox, right.
Yeah, so it's the same thing that, you know, they call it a sandbox. You send all of your transactions there, and then they act like they process. You get the completed order and all that kind of stuff, and then you, if you want to make a refund, then you do a refund to see, make sure that the system is doing refunds correctly. Canceled orders, you know, just to make sure that everything it's supposed to do is doing.
Okay.
And it's not, you know, acting on anybody's live card. But once I open it up, then it'll take the card and it'll charge them and do everything the way it's supposed to. So that's where we're at on this. Tomorrow we will be out there bright and early. I guess I got 3 or 4 trays that I need to harvest tonight. And then, you know, I'll see what weight that I get out of them, and then I'll package them up accordingly. The stuff that I have previously harvested, but I vacuum packed it. I will open it up and see how fresh it is, and if it still looks like yesterday, which it did. And I will also package it up for sale tomorrow. And I had to go buy the ice pack to go in the cooler to make sure that, you know, everything that's in there stays cool. But, you know, it should be good to go. I think that, you know, while I'm going to go ahead and do these harvests real quick, and fold these flyers the way that I want them folded, and call it a night. I'm going to be up early and, you know, try to be there by 8 so everything is set up and ready to go by 10.
Oh, okay.
And then from 10 to 2, you know, be hot on it. trying to make as many sales as possible.
Right.
So that's where we're at on that. If you guys will review the document, and Sister Lorraine, I will send you back the document that we've been working on, because you don't have the complete one, the document I send you guys to 8, so that you can renumber the rest of the document. Is that okay, my sister?
It sure went to sleep.
Lorraine, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I heard you say you're going to send me the document, the full document.
Okay. All right, cool. Okay, so I don't have any more business for tonight. Anybody have anything they want to bring up?
No.
Comment? Complaint?
No.
I have no complaint.
Okay.
None.
All right, then I'm going to make a motion that we adjourn this meeting for this evening. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it. I will review tomorrow after I should get done at 2 and be back by 3:30, Sister Mary. I will review the minutes that you sent.
You want me to do what?
I will review the minutes that you sent from last week.
Oh, okay.
I saw them, but just didn't have time to go into them.
Okay.
And then I will send out the correct copy to everybody, and then we can vote to approve them on next week. Let's see. And then we got Sabbath, and then there is a farmer's market on Sunday. So we will do spiritual wellness Saturday night. When I have anything on Sunday I will be out at the farmer's market. It's a larger market than the one that's on Friday. I actually need to go check the plant that I have growing right now and make sure that they should be ready for me to put them in the dark. They're in the dark, but I take all the weights off of them and then put them in the dark again for another day or two. And then put them up under the light so that they can start making chlorophyll and turn green. And then they'll be ready to harvest. So they'll probably only be 3 inches, maybe 4 inches. But, you know, you harvest between 3 and 5 inches anyway. So they'll be a little bit shorter, but they will give me a crop that I can take for Sunday. And that's the start. Actually, that's the start in growing and harvesting. But I'm trying to get it to where we have reoccurring customers, because then I can plan. I'm not just growing just to grow.
You're right.
I can, you know, grow based upon how many customers are ordering. And then the next phase will be to approach the restaurant because they would be, you know, they would be the ones ordering large orders. And that way can increase the business. But, yeah, we'll start off with the subscriptions, and then once, you know, I get that down, then we'll start approaching. Hopefully, you know, there are restaurant owners that come to the farmer's market. That's what I've been reading online. A lot of them get the business that way.
Okay.
So if they come and say, you know, I own a restaurant, and can you grow me you know, two or three trays of whatever type of micro, you know, green. And yeah, we can do that. What's the price? It's the price, you know, and then go at it that way. The goal, at least. Pray for us, and we'll be praying for you guys, and everybody have a blessed evening.
You also.
All right. Amen.
You also, bro.
Yeah, tomorrow and this weekend will be very busy. Let's see. All right, with that being said, may the Most High bless you. May he encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm. And you know what? Sister Lorraine, will you pray us out? Sister Lorraine.
I was talking to my granddaughter talking to me. I'm sorry.
Can you go ahead and pray us out?
Yes, all right. Thank you, Father, for this evening. Thank you, Father, for us being able to accomplish what we need to accomplish with the bylaws. Thank you, Father, for Brother Miles and him having a great day tomorrow at the Farmer's Market. And thank you for a peaceful night for all of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
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 All right. See you guys tomorrow evening.
Shalom.
Shalom. And where is...
Without you, there's no need. I need a hand.
Shalom, Brother Miles.
Shalom, Sister Mary. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
I will, and you do as well.
All right, amen.